Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with the book to the tonight, the book of Revelation, chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6 for just a little while. I want to share some things with you tonight, and it'll help your heart. Amen. Realizing the day and hour in which we live, the Lord's wanting to give us some help. The Lord's wanting to show us the way. The Lord's wanting to give us a little bit of a peek into the future and a little bit of help for today. Amen. I tell you, the Lord's good to us. He's an ever-present help. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be there with us all the way to the end of the way, and we just thank Him for that. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 1. If you have your place, stand with an honor reading of God's Word. I'm going to read the whole chapter, and I'm just going to hit on this thing tonight. Just give it to you the way the Lord's give it to me. He's laid on my heart, and I just want to mind Him tonight. I don't like Him whippings. Amen. I don't like whippings. I got to just mind the Lord, and He gives me things. And as I share with you, Revelation chapter 6, verse 1, and the Bible says, "And I saw when a lamb opened, when the lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat there on to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast saying, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and a measure of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.' And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice of the fourth beast saying, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, 'How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?' And white robes were given unto the every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season unto their fellow servants also, and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every bondman, a free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, 'Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?'" As you look at this tonight, I got to thinking about the day and the hour we live. And Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, he said, "In the last days, perilous times shall come." I want to say, youngins, we are in some perilous times. They's killing and maiming on every corner. They's robbing and pillaging everywhere you look. We're in those perilous times. We're living in the midst of perilous times, and we need some help today. We need a little bit of encouragement. We need a little bit of the unction of God. We need just a little bit of His touch. We need just a little bit of encouragement today. I realize that we're living in a lost and a dying world. You say, "Well, Pastor, why are things so bad?" Because we've turned our eyes and our mind away from God, and we've turned it to everything in the world besides a living Savior. We can see there in the Word of God in Revelation chapter 4 in verse 1. John says, after this I looked and behold a door was open in heaven and the first voice which I heard was as it were the trumpet talking with me which said, come up hither and I will show you the things which must be hereafter. And I want to just tell you tonight in John's perspective what John was about to see was what was going to take place in the awfulest time that this world has ever known or ever will know. He said, hey, listen. He said, here I was. And he said, after this, what's John talking about? He's talking about after the church age. It goes through those churches all the way up through the church of Philadelphia and the church of Laodicea, that church of falling away, that church of coldness, that church that's fallen from God, that church that's turned its back on God. He said, after these things, after the church age, he said, something going to take place. He said, the church, praise God, a living God, it's going to go out of here to be with the Lord forevermore. He said, you better be preparing. You better get ready. Because just as quick as John said, as the Lord said to John, come up hither, praise God, we'll be gone. Amen. He says, after this, I look, and then he goes on down. He said, I will show you things which must be hereafter. So here's the hereafter. He said, these things after the church, and after the church is gone, praise God. He said, then the things that's going to take place after the church age. He said, hey, listen. He said, things is going to happen. He said, we need to be looking. We need to know what's going to be happening after the church age. And John, they said that John was here and he began to weep and to cry. He said there was a book there. And he said, no man could open that book. And John said he began to weep and he began to cry. But they said, man, one of them old saints of God, angel Lord, they said, hey, don't weep and don't cry. He said, follows the line of the tribe of Judah, the seed of Jesse, the king, the son of David. Praise God, he has prevailed. And he took the book from the Father, praise be to God, and he began to open up the book. Began to open up the seals. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Said he began to open up the book. He said, and I saw when the Lamb, Revelation 6, opened one of the seals. John says, I was there. Now, John, now, a picture that we've seen was in heaven. Amen. John was in heaven. He was taken up to be with the Lord. He was looking in on heavenly things. Amen. He was observing that. Could you imagine that? Oh, John was looking in on the things that he seen the throne of a holy God. Could you imagine being able to see that and to look at the throne of God himself? John said, I beheld a throne, praise God. And he said, that was when he was up there in heaven. But he said, hey, he said, let me show you what's going to take place back down there. Hey, he said, that seal was open. And he said, I began to look. See, John was a seeing what was going to take place hereafter. Amen. After what? After the church is gone. He said, preacher, why are you preaching this? Why are you going back to this again? Because I want us to wake up and realize there's a lost and a dying world out here all around us that's needing a touch of God. And they're needing me and you to live like godly people, to live an example to them so that they might have just a little bit of hope. Amen. They need some hope. These folks out here all over this world are looking for hope. Amen. He said, come and see. He said, and I saw and behold a white horse. And he that sat upon him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. Now I want you to notice something tonight. He said, a crown was given to him. Now that crown is a type of authority. He said, there was some authority given to this one that was sitting on the white horse. Amen. It was given to him. In other words, he didn't have that power himself. He didn't have the authority himself. It had to be, glory to God, he had to get it from somewhere else. He had to get it from someone else. I want to say, listen tonight, don't you go running around defeated. Don't you go running around beat down, because you've got a God that's your authority. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ is your authority. Praise God, we don't have to mind the devil. We don't have to listen to the flesh, because we got a God that'll intervene for me and you tonight if we'll just let him. Amen. Amen. The devil ain't control of his own stuff, praise God. He can only do what God will let him to do. Amen. Amen. He can only do what God will allow him to do. He can only go so far. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. What a God we serve tonight. I'm not serving the devil, Jesse. I'm serving the Lord Jesus Christ and a free pardon of sin tonight. Amen. Glory to God. He says, a white horse. He that sat on had a bow. Now he come and he didn't have... Now notice he don't have no arrows. He's just got a bow. See, he comes with a pretense of peace. A false peace, if you will. That's all the devil has to offer to you. A false peace. He can't give you peace and joy down in your soul. All he's got for you is false. Amen. Amen. When you get to the end of where he's trying to take you, you'll find out it ain't as pretty as he tried to show you it was. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you know, because I've been there. I've strayed away. I've followed him a time or two. Amen. I ain't bragging on the devil. I'm bragging on Jesus. But there was a knock on my heart's door, Brother Jeff. And he said, hey, listen, son, you've gone that far. How about turning back now? Said, I nudged your heart back of this, and you wouldn't listen. Will you listen to me now?
Yeah.
Amen. You know, it's funny. You do that as a little old child of God. And my daughter done that. She kind of run out two or three different directions by herself. And then you know what she did? She was just weeping one day. And she said, you know, Daddy, she said, I should have listened to you. You've always been right. I said, honey, I love you. I'd never tell you something that hurts you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord ain't never going to give you nothing that'll hurt you. But he said he saw a white horse. Now John's a seeing this. Can you imagine? John's looking into the future. Praise God. He said, I saw a white horse. He that sat on him had a bow and a crown was given him. See, he had the authority. And the only way he done anything was because he had permission from God. God allowed him. He said he went to forth conquering and to conquer. Now he's that little horn of the book, Daniel 7. Amen. He said, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast saying, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. And power, now look at this, and power was given to him. Amen. Now he didn't have power within himself. That man on that right horse, the man on that red horse represents bloodshed. It represents war. Amen. That false peace is done, ended, wars are coming.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, Luke, you look around the world today. Youngs, we better wake up and smell the petunias. Yeah. Amen, because this thing's just about over. Praise God. Violence is breaking up. They about to burn London to the ground.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what London done a few years ago? They committed themselves to, they said, our national Christianity is Muslim. They give themselves to Muslim. They said, okay, we'll allow you to come in and just have your way. And now the place has been burnt to the ground.
Yep.
People's rising up. You say, well, preacher, that could never happen here. I heard yesterday evening on the news myself, or I wouldn't have believed it. They said, we need to have an uprising here in the United States of America. Amen. Who's doing that? That's the devil's crowd. He's wanting to tear up and destroy. He's wanting to kill and maim because these folks are getting in. These folks getting help. These folks getting hope. And he don't like it very much. He don't want it to happen. He wants to destroy, tear down as much as he can before folks get in. I guess that's why the Lord laid on my heart to preach this night. But I want to say the devil ain't got no power within himself. He said, and there was, he said, it was power was given to him that sat there on to take peace from the earth. You said, well, preacher, this thing's just going to get better and better till we end up in a big utopia of love and compassion. Oh, it's just going to get so beautiful around here that we won't be able to stand it. Really? No kidding. When's it going to start? Man, we're living in the wickedest time I've ever seen.
Right.
I'm almost October the 18th. I'll be 48 years old. And I've never, Brother Kevin, seen a time as wicked as we're living in. People that turn and mock God, faint right to his face and spit upon him and say, puh, we don't need no God. Amen. People will stand up in the face of God and say, I'm the only God I need. I don't need you, Lord. Make fun, mock our God like he's nothing. They'll say, people will claim to know him and they'll blaspheme him, use his name in vain.
Yeah.
Oh, God, help us, youngins. Praise God that we don't love the Lord enough that we won't use his name in vain. Help us, Lord Jesus. Amen. But he said, there's a red horse, that bloodshed. Now, it talks all about this in the book of Matthew. The sister was singing it a while ago. Matthew 24, verse 6 and 7, talks about this, taking a piece from the earth. And they'll kill one another. And there was given unto him a great he didn't even have his own sword. He had to use the borrowed one. Amen. He had to get one from somewhere else. He had to get it from someone, the one that was giving him his power, the one that was giving him his ability. Amen. So you see that white horse, a false peace. You see that red horse, a type of war. War and pillage and bloodshed. And in verse 5 it says, "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast saying, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat up on him had a pair of balances in his hand." Now this is dealing with the economy. This is dealing with the economy. This is dealing with hunger. This is hitting us where we live. Hey man, I told them, I've been telling everybody at work, I'll tell you too, if you ain't got them, you better be getting you some canned goods. You better be getting you some groceries. This thing's fixing to get ugly. Hey man, in Texas, Brother Owen sent us a letter. Hey, ain't had no measurable rain since last September. The Midwest is drying up. The crops are destroyed. The ones that ain't destroyed in the South, the middle South, are up in the middle North, and they was flooded out this spring. I know. I told my wife the other day, we got a new Ingalls sales paper, and usually from the middle of August till last of September, they got all kind of sales are running on canned goods. But again, 3 for $1. There's none in there. A none to be had. I'm telling you, this thing's going to get bad. This economy as we know it, it ain't going to get no better. You know, a while back, I told you back last, the first year, at the economy, they're saying, well, it's going to get back. We're back on the thing, man. We're back on track. Everything's going to be rosy. Praise God, everybody's going to get some change. Well, where's mine at? I told the boss man the other day, I ain't had a raise in over 4 years. Boss man don't believe in cost of living increases. Amen. Ain't had a wage increase in over 4 years. And he said, well, I don't feel bad. He said I've actually had to take a cut in the last 4 years. Amen. Things are good. What is it? It's companies getting greedy. Amen. It's what it is. Greed's rising up. They're treating the white laborer higher. The economy's getting bad. And the rich keep getting richer. And the poor barely scrape by. Amen. That's the way it is. Amen. Middle class is almost a thing of the past. There's going to be super rich and the subservient. That's what our government, that's what the world is a-wanting. Praise God. That's where we're headed. But we better take our lives back in our own hands. You say, preacher, how can we do that? By trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. By asking the Lord to give us our help. By trusting Him to meet our need. By trusting Him to take care of us. By trusting Him to nurture us and help us. To lift us up and encourage us in all that we are. Amen. I've not got my faith in Uncle Sam. I ain't got my faith even in a job. I've got my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the good common sense that He give me. Amen. Because this thing's going to wax worse and worse. A pair of balances in His hand, representing the economy. He said, I heard the voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Amen. So we see that measure of wheat for a penny. And that wheat and that barley for a penny. You know how much you got for a penny? Let me tell you how much they got for a penny. They got enough for a penny to buy enough grub to feed one old soldier. That's how much that would feed one soldier man. And he said that during this time, said that one soldier man's going to have to take that meager earning, that meager little amount, and he's going to have to spread it from himself and to every bit of his family. Won't take long for you cut down on the. You won't need no Jenny Craig. Amen. Amen. Hey, you're going to be eating mighty scarce during the tribulation period. Preacher, what are you saying? You're scaring us. Hey, man, if you're a child of God, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You're saved. You've done gone out of here. You're with Jesus in glory. Praise God. But those that's left behind, those mamas, those daddies, those boys and girls that we go to school with, our teachers, the people, co-workers, all those people, they're going to be left behind. To endure the worst, wickedest time that there ever was. And the rich is going to rise up and they're going to say, hey, well, listen, we got to have our luxuries. Hey, man, don't you touch the oil and the wine. We got to have that luxury stuff, those luxury items. But it's to no avail. Why, I'll show you in a little bit. He said, when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. Now look at this. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. Death. Now he's speaking of the body. Amen. He said, that one that's riding upon this pale horse, this yellowish, greenish, this ashen horse. This ashen horse is going to be, one riding upon him is going to be death itself. Death is going to be ever, but see, because of the war that's been happening. Do you not see? There's a false peace. And then a war breaks out. I mean, it's just hell on earth. Wars and rumors, wars, things, just people are killing people, man, all over the place. Amen. They said over in London last night, or maybe this morning on the news, they was talking about it, and said over in London, these storekeepers was in there trying to take care of their store, and they had locked the doors to keep people from raiding and looting and pillaging and murdering. And they said that people were coming up to the window, putting their face to the window, and saying, you're terrified of us. I can see it. And then busting the door down, ransacking the place, killing them, beating them, just because they have a business. You know what they need? They need a good double-aught buckshot, a load of double-aught buckshots, what they need. Amen? Praise God. You say, well, preacher, you oughtn't to be that way. Hey, listen, it's just a devil and his bunch that's doing this pillaging and maiming. Amen? And they go over and they say, well, you know, we're thinking about if they don't settle down, we're going to have to use rubber bullets. Give them the real thing. Amen? What are you talking about, preacher? You ain't very compassionate. I tell you what, we got this world turned upside down. We've been compassionate too long. The devil and his cronies is trying to push things down our throat. They're trying to run roughshod over us. And hey, we're not supposed to stand and take it. Amen. We have the right to fight back. Amen. Now, I'm not preaching hatred and all this stuff. I'm not doing that. But I'm saying there's a time when you got to stand up for something. Hey man, if those folks would have stood up for something, stood up for the Lord and the things that, if we could ever get off our stool and do nothing and just go to this lost and dying world and compel them to come into the Lord's house, show them the love of God, praise God, then we could get them saved before they get that place. But hey man, they're so wicked, they don't want nothing to do with us. They turn their backs and their minds from us, and they go in their own direction, and they said, we don't want God. What do you do with that crowd? Amen. But he said it. His name that sat on him was Death, speaking to the body. And he said hell followed with him. Amen. He said that bunch had done rejected God. Now look at the authority that they have. The authority to cause death and the authority to send them to hell. Now that's speaking of the soul and the spirit. The power. And he said, and power was given unto them. See, they didn't have the power within themselves. It was given to them. You say, well, preacher, why are you preaching this away? Because God said the same thing here. He said, man, if they're going to be ungodly, they're going to turn from me, they're going to reject me. He said, I'm going to have to deal with them. You say, well, preacher, we shouldn't do that. No, we shouldn't. We don't have to deal with them. God's going to. God's going to deal with that wicked bunch. God, hey, listen, they can my life and make fun of us. They can mock us all they want to. They can ridicule God all the time. But praise God, one of these days, there's coming a day of judgment. A day of God's wrath is going to be poured out. And he said, power is given unto them. And the fourth part of the earth, that's 25%. 25, that's over a billion people killed. Amen? Over a billion people will die. To kill with the sword, representing that war. And he said, with the hunger, that's that famine. And he said, with death, that's that plague and disease that's going to come upon this place. And with, now listen to this, and with the beast of the earth. Can you imagine? A place that's so wicked, so vile, so downtrodden from the war and the disease and the famine that's going to be in it, that even the beast of the earth are just going to be ravenous. I mean, they're just going to be the rats and things is going to be so. They're just everything's going to be trying to find a meal. Amen. Boy, wait, these people that say, "Well, you know, preacher, if I'll go through tribulation, I'll do all right. I've got this. I've got that." Yeah, you'll think so. Amen. They're going to be an awfulest time you ever seen. It's going to be all you can do just to keep food for yourself. and people and everything else, and not even speaking to the people and the things that's going to try to come take it away from you. But the beast of the earth, amen, is going to be trying to take it from you. Everything in here, rats and mice and lice and every critter that you can think of, trying to get the what little bit you got. What are you trying to say, preacher? You're trying to scare us? No. I'm just trying to get you to wake up and say, hey, listen, there's a lost and a dying world out here that we need to get to. Amen. Before it gets as bad as it is in these other places, it's headed there. But it don't have to go that far. And the Bible said when he had opened the fifth seal, he said, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Now these are folks that's saved in the tribulation period. Amen. And because they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ before, because they trust the Lord, they're killed and destroyed. Kind of like the ones that Brother Bill was talking about over in Africa a while ago. Because the Muslims has come in and they said, hey, said you'll recant this Christianity, you'll deny Christianity, or we'll kill you. And they said, we're not going to do it. We love Jesus. He's our Savior.
Hallelujah.
And they say, well, we're going to burn your house down. And they burned their house down. And they said, well, we love Jesus. He's our Savior.
Hallelujah.
They said, we're going to kill you youngins. And they get them in front of them and they kill them with the sword. And they weep and they cry and they say, we love Jesus. He's our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. A little group of Africans, an ungodly people, that get the Word of God. And they become so engrossed in their Lord Jesus Christ that they'll give up everything they got for Him. Why? Because they got salvation. They've been born again.
Praise the Lord.
They Chinese people in prisons over there today, I told you about. Hey man, they in prison because of their belief. And the Chinese government says, you'll recant that, you'll deny the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll serve our gods, or we'll put you in prison. And inside prison walls today, Brother Rex, they're saying, oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. They're singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. These here, they wouldn't deny their faith. They stayed true to the Lord Jesus Christ. They heard the preaching of the gospel, and they accepted the Lord. And the Bible says, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? He said, how long is it going to be before you avenge us? How long are you going to be before you punish these that's killing the believers? Those that's on earth. In other words, those unbelievers who are looking to the earth as their home. He said, how long are you going to be them that dwell on the earth? He said, they're just focusing. That's their home. That's all they've got. That's all the hope they have. Lord, how long are you going to let this go on? He said, hold on just a minute. He said, holy angel, pass out those white robes. Amen. While we're waiting. He said, we got to wait just a little while. But while we're, he said, pass out those robes of righteousness. Pass out those white robes. Make sure, glory to God. He said, make sure everybody gets one. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't none left out that stayed with the stuff. None left out that didn't deny the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until thy fellow servants also and thy brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Amen. Amen. He said, hey, listen, it's got to go on just a little bit longer. Because believe it or not, in these perilous times, these folks are getting in.
Yeah.
Amen. These folks being born again. These folks being saved. Praise God. Verse 12 said, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal. And though there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it's rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. He said, man, he said, they was they, now John's looking at this. He said, man, they was the awfulest devastation I ever seen. He said they was the awfulest earthquake. It was just like God just grabbed the earth in his hands and he just shook it like a big old ball. Amen. He says, it's like God, he said, just like God, Brother Bill grabbed that thing and he said, have I got your attention yet?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it's going to be before he grabbed. You know, yesterday there was an earthquake 2.0 on a Richter scale in South Carolina. Just right down the road. Amen. The Lord's shaking us. Have I got your attention yet? But listen to what he says. He said, and the kings of the earth and the great men. Now notice these are seven, I ain't got time to preach this tonight. They say they seven classes of people mentioned right here. Notice a seven classes of people mentioned. The kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, every bondman and every free man. Every class of people is listed right here. And he said, and they hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Where's that rich man's money going to get him now? What's that rich man's money doing for him now? Amen. He said, don't you touch the oil and the wine. Amen. That's rich man's luxuries. Amen. He said, don't you bother those. Those got to be preserved for the elite. So these us fellas that's got the moolah. We'll buy our way out. That's what a lot. You know, that's what they think now.
Yeah.
A lot of these millionaires say, "Hey, that's this. Don't worry about it. Said, we'll buy our way out. We'll throw more. Hey, they're going to print some more money. Whoa. Praise God! They're going to buy our way out. Paper, solve it all. Hey, I know it ain't funny, but it is. We ain't even got gold to cover it no more. I mean, it's just worthless pieces of paper." And every time they print one, it makes the one that we got in your pocket worth less. Boy, I tell you, we got some smart people running this country, don't we? Yeah. Amen. We ought to let Landon run the country. Well, he'd do better than that. Amen. Praise the Lord. They're building all kinds of things. But he said, but now listen to what he says. They hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks and in the mountains. And now notice what now this is them. This is these seven classes of people. This is them speaking. Now listen to what it says. He said, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Amen? These super elite, these classes of people, every class of people from the greatest to the least are hiding in the dens and they're crying to the mountains and saying, rocks and mountains, fall on us and kill us, hide us from the wrath of God and from the wrath of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. We denied and rejected him when we had the chance. Just destroy us now. Get us out of our misery. He said, for the great day of his wrath has come. Amen. He said, you know it's coming. The great day of God's wrath is coming. God won't let this stand. I was telling the fellas downstairs, you know what August the 21st is? You know what they're going to do August the 21st in Asheville? August 21st is a Sunday, by the way. And every person in this church better be here or I'll tell them where you're at. They're going to uptown in the city of Asheville, they're going to have a topless day. August the 25th. I mean, August the 21st, they're going to have a topless day in Asheville. Because they said, hey, the women said, hey, if the men can do it, we can too. There's no shame in America no more. Not only do we uncover our bodies and show our nakedness in the world where we go, but now they're just going to openly just display themselves in a vulgar attempt to try to make a point. God help America. God help the United States of America. Great day of the wrath has come. Now these are the people talking. These are these different secular peoples talking. These diverse peoples. I mean, it ain't just the super elite. It ain't the paupers. It ain't the poor. The whole spectrum is saying, "Hey, listen, we're receiving the wrath of God. That's what's being poured out on us." And then they ask the question. Notice the question they ask, and I'm gonna try to quit. They ask this question: "And who shall be able to stand the wrath of God?" The wrath of God's coming. Who's going to be able to stand that? Jesse, who's going to be able to stand the wrath of God? Well, Jeff, who is going to be able to withstand the wrath of God? Only one group of people will be able to withstand the wrath of God. Those that are in the presence of God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what about those that's saved in tribulation? They're going to be under the altar of God. Amen. In robes of righteousness. Amen. The only way to escape the wrath of God is to be in the presence of a holy God. Amen. The only way to receive help, the only way to have hope, the only way to be encouraged is to be in the presence of God. Amen. In His presence where we can get help. Who's going to be able to stand? Me and you, youngins. Ones that know the Lord Jesus Christ and are looking for His appearing. Amen. If you're a child of God tonight, you're looking for His appearing. You're desiring the Lord. You got the Lord in your heart. I mean, I'm talking about living for Him. Amen. Jesus told, what did Jesus tell the rich young ruler? He said, go and sell what you have. Give it to the poor. And take up your cross and follow me. Amen.